If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, joining us now on the Outdoor Show, Adam Bump from the Department of Natural Resources. And Adam, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
And I wanted to thank you for taking a moment to talk to us about the changes this year, specifically in fur bearer regulations. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on some of the differences from last year to this year?
Sure. We made five changes to fur bearer regulations in five different categories. There's really probably two, or I guess there would be three, that would be of interest to residents in the Upper Peninsula. The first one that I'll mention is a change to the bobcat seasons in the UP. There's been some concern for several years that there's been a decline in bobcat populations, and when we look through our available data, it does seem to suggest a decline in bobcat populations. So we looked at reducing harvest of bobcats in the Upper Peninsula, and the way we decided to do that was to leave the bag limit at 2 to retain some trapping opportunity, but to reduce the season length for both hunting and trapping. So beginning in 2009, the trapping season for bobcat in the Upper Peninsula will be December 1 through February 1, and the hunting season will be January 1 through March 1.
Okay.
So that's 2 months for both types of recreation.
And what was the motivation for doing this? Why did you see the need to change this?
It was concern over the decline in the population in bobcat. Now, this one thing that we're not able to tease out is, what was the cause of the decline? Is it due to habitat factors, or is it due to hunting and trapping activity? But we do know there's a decline there, and the best thing for us to do is to be cautious and conservative and make sure that we respond to those types of declines. So it's not, if you see a 1 or 2 year dip in a population, you don't really have many concerns about it. This was a consistent 7 year decline that we've seen just in the last 7 years. So we're going to try to look at some of the potential causes that may have resulted in that decline, but we wanted to take some action there to protect bobcat populations.
And did you see a decline in the Lower Peninsula as well?
The Lower Peninsula population appears to be stable. We're not seeing any indications that there's a decline there.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thank you very much for elaborating a little bit more. Anything else you want to add on this subject?
I think that's about it for bobcat issues.
Okay. Well, Adam Bump from the Department of Natural Resources joining us here on the Outdoor Show. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back. This is the Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.